summer tour hasn't always been this glam. I was a drab little crab once. Now I know I can be happy as a clam, because I'm beautiful, baby. Did your granny say, listen to your heart? Be who you are on the inside. I need 3 words to tear her argument apart. Your granny lied. I'd rather be shiny, like a treasure from a sunken pirate wreck. Scrub the deck and make it look shiny. I will sparkle like a wealthy woman's neck. Just a sec, don't you know? Fish are dumb, dumb, dumb. They chase anything that glitters. Beginners. Oh, and here they come, come, come to the brightest thing that glitters. Fish dinners. I just love free food. And you look like seafood. Always having trouble with his look. You little semi-dummy mini-god. Ouch, what a terrible performance. Get the hook. Get it, you don't swing it like you used to, man. Yet I have to give you credit for my start. And your tattoos on the outside.
Hi, this is Jay Arner, and you're listening to UMFM from Winnipeg.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's annual listener funding drive, Pledgerama, is in the books, and your support was once again overwhelming. The money we've raised this year will go towards replacing our antenna, ensuring you'll continue to get the great UMFM programming you love, loud and proud for years to come. You came through for UMFM, and we can't thank you enough, but here's one more attempt. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music snob. Records at $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this month's sale, or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
This is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, home of the mighty, mighty Weaker Thens.
Thank you. senses in a heartbeat, darling. Hold me tender in the night. Tell me what miracles are made of, like sweet south morning dew. How can I ever show you, baby? How can I prove it all to you that I'm a woman in love? I'm a woman.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to the Riff Tap Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I am your host with the most blues show, Stephen Robertson. Welcome for the hour we had there. Joanne Armatrading with her album Into the Blues with the first track of the album, A Woman in Love. Really nice twist in the blues with that rhythm and blues little element that she throws in with some great guitar work of her own playing, which is just really full of blues. You can just hear it there. Not exactly a traditional blues progression, but definitely has that blues feel. We got a great show lined up for you folks. We have a special track here from Son of Dave. His newest single that just got released called Bringing It Home. Definitely an interesting twist of the blues, mixing in with the pop genre. If you don't remember from our interview that we did a while back, which I believe is still available online, and I will go check that after the next two songs here. He talked about his opinion on albums and all that. And he said in the interview that he prefers doing singles because they're cheaper and you put them out more often and they're easier to talk about and they're easier to promote rather than an album, which you got to do a lot of touring and all that stuff. And singles, you can throw it a bunch out in a year and then have a end product of having a album's worth of singles released, which makes a lot of sense. And I quite like the idea. But myself, I would like to still stay with the idea of doing an EP first and then do my album. But it works for him. And I'm glad to see it works. Because with his new single, whew, you folks are going to love it. We got many more artists in the lineup. We got Mess McKee, Rita Shirelli, and a lot other more great blues artists in the lineup. I don't want to spoil it just yet, folks. You like it. But anyway, folks, we're going to play here, Bring It Home, by Son of Dave, his new single. So ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. This is going to get loud. ¶¶
on the table, he got scratched on your plan. Good God, go back to school where you belong. We working 7:50 out. You stepping, tripping on fire. Somebody pray.
Okay. Now, I played this last week, and I could listen to this over and over and over again. I'm not sure what it is that makes it great. It could be the chorus part for me. Or I don't know. It's like a wall of sounds hitting you, and it's just like there. I don't know how to explain it, folks. It's just there, and it's loud. And that's Son of Dave with his new single, Bring It Home. Definitely looking forward to seeing what else he releases in the next year, because if it's like that, I'm so looking forward to even what he's doing more. So folks, next up we got Rita Shirelli, and you know, blues is blues, right? And so we got here, Memphis Has Got the Blues by Rita Shirelli from her album Breakfast at Midnight. So we're gonna play this track here and keep on going with the good old tunes. So folks, enjoy, and we'll be right back with some more great music.
Memphis has got the blues. Baby, then I ain't no square. I'm ready. Ready as anybody for me.
Folks, welcome back to the Riptap Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. Right there before, we had the great, the amazing Rocket Ratched and the Fat City 8. Sorry about that. And with their track, Ready, from their album 7 Years of Sundays. That's a pretty good track. And you know what, folks? We're going to play ourselves some David Sinclair and Keith Bennett, Best of Intentions, right after this track. And so we're going to play it right now, Best of Intentions, from their album Alchemy. So, folks, enjoy this one. We'll be right back with some more blues by the following amazing artist, Wes Mackie. So stay tuned. We've got some great blues coming for you. Enjoy.
Thomas Mitchell thought he had a great idea. Well, a gasoline made engine not disappear. He had the best of intentions, too bad about the atmosphere. Politician, folks liked what she had to say. She promised lower taxes and a 7-hour working day. She had the best of intentions, but it didn't work out that way. Got to turn it in, he found.
takes to win. He had the home run record. He was better than he'd ever been. He had the best of intentions, but the drug test did him in. Home is where
to go back. I've got to go back.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to the Ripped Out Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I am your host, and represent with the most blues show for the hour. We got 3 minutes left in the show, folks. I hope you've been enjoying it so far. We had there, just there, with David Sinclair and Keith Bennett with their track Best of Intentions from their album Alchemy. And after, we had Wes McKee with his track Prisoner from his album Beyond Words. Now, Beyond Words describes a guitarist that I absolutely love, and that is Eric Clapton. Now, of course, Ginger Baker did pass away earlier, not too long ago, actually, this year. But the thing with Eric Clapton is he just doesn't stop. Well, unfortunately, he has, well, a little bit. But he did release a Christmas album called Canned Heat, and he had a couple tracks on it. And on that album, Canned Heat, is the track Christmas Blues. And so we're going to spin it here. And because I just want to say, I'm not a big fan of playing Christmas songs when it's not December. Like, if it's November, why are you playing Christmas tunes? And the 1st of December is when I think it's okay to play Christmas tunes. I'm not sure about you guys. Because, well, that's just what I am like. But when it comes to Christmas Blues, however, well, it's blues. You can get away with it. So we're going to spin it here. This is Christmas Blues featuring Eric Clapton and John Pope from the album Canned Heat. So ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy. We'll be right back with some amazing Sue Hawley featuring Billy Gibbons right after this.
Well, it's Christmas, everybody, but it's red. But it's raining in my heart. Well, you know I love you, baby, so won't you tell me why we must part? Well, you told me New Year's Eve that we'd be together Christmas time. Yeah, you told me New Year's Eve we'd be together Christmas time.
Thank you.
Alrighty, everybody, that was Eric Clapton, Christmas Blues from the album Canned Heat. Absolutely great blues Christmas song. I'll be playing that one more throughout the month, because you know what? Why not? And then near the end of the month, near New Year's, I will be doing a special show with a lot of festive blues songs and making it as festive as possible. But I may also throw in a little surprise. I mean, if you were listening to a couple weeks ago when I had Big Dave McLean and on the show talking about his newest album, and with him, you know, being here for Pledgerama and spending his time here, which was amazing and an honor to have him in, we played a couple of songs at the end for the last 10 to 12 minutes. Now, I may be thinking about doing that again with myself, but I'll see what I can do. Maybe try to pull something for all you folks that continue to listen to this show, and thank you for doing that. Try to get something awesome for you folks to tune into and to enjoy on this on these Sundays before 2020 comes around. But until then, we got ourselves some Sue Foley lined up with her album The Ice Queen. And you know, if I ever read a track and I see either of these names being Jimmy Vaughn or Billy Gibbons, you know I'm probably going to be listening to the tracks that have those two guys on, which Sue Foley does have. The Ice Queen. We're going to play the album right now with track number 7 on the album, Fool's Gold, which does indeed have Billy Gibbons on. One of my friends is a big ZZ Top guy. Big, you know who you are if you're listening. And I thought, yeah, if it's got Billy Gibbons on, I'll play this one for him. So, hey, man, this is for you. This is Billy Gibbons with Sue Foley. Fool's Gold. Enjoy.
Shine so bright in the ground. Pick it up. What you found is fool's gold. Yeah, that's fool's gold. Just a dream that you hold, yeah, it's fool's gold. Such a pleasure, only leave you.
diamond rings, fancy things, got you living like a king. It's fool's gold. Yeah, it's fool's gold. Just a dream that you hold. It's fool's gold. Just a dream that you hold. It's fool's gold.
future, your destination. You have to mind through all of my frustration with this and find your legs and stand up and stand up straight. Do something for yourself, drowns in vain. If you don't want it no more, don't make it rain. Truth told me to venture and find some new. Cause I was headed down that road to ruin, and everyone could see that.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to the Ripped Out Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your blues host, Stephen Robertson, for the last little bit of the hour here. And we're going to be playing some great blues to finish off the hour. So there, before we had the great Darren Goeder and David Lee Goad and the Bad Cats. They did Bad Little Girl, Rock from their album Gonna Rock My Blues, and then Darren Goeder did I Ain't Running, something with Friends. And so we're going to move on to, actually, we're about to actually play Gonna Rock My Blues here. My bad. And let you guys hear this one. It's called, the track is Money, That's What I Want. Don't know why I typed that in. We're going to fix that. Anyway, folks, we got a little bit of time left in the show. And hope you guys enjoy these last couple tracks, and I'll get back to you in a little bit. Enjoy.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the...
Actually, folks, this made a mistake there, my bad. We just had a bit of technical difficulties on my side before, and I was trying to sort some stuff out, trying to fix it all. And I think we should be okay to put in the next CD here. So to tell you what just happened, the log here, the track has disappeared, and I'm gonna have to try to see if I can fix that again. It's not come up, and I don't wanna cause any issues with the folks here at the station, so we're gonna sort all that stuff out. And in the meantime, I do actually want to talk about something that I am doing on the 20th. Me and a couple of guys from the Times Change, or one of the guys from the Times Change, his name's Orvis, he's in a band called November Underground and the Bloodshots. Now, he goes to Times Change, and we've jammed up before. Me and him get along very well. And what's happened is that we've been jamming out for the last couple of weeks out at Lockport. And out of that has came a opportunity, and actually not even just an opportunity, we will be playing at the merch on December 20th, and that's out in Selkirk. $5 at the door. The times I'm actually haven't been told about yet, but it will be a lot full of original content and quite a few covers, so come on down if you guys wanted to come and see what we're doing then. We'll be going by Riptat and the Smoking Jack, so it's going to be pretty eventful evening, I can certainly say, because I mean, who doesn't like some blues in December? So hopefully you guys look forward to that. And anyway, we're going to play a John Lee Hooker track here with Lightning Hopkins, Rock Me Hard. Now, John Lee Hooker, I mean, you just can't go wrong with him. So we're going to play this a little bit here until we get the next track lined up. So folks, enjoy this one. All right there, folks. We are at the end of the show here in the last couple minutes, and we're going to be able to play a track here from Jerome Trucker, or sorry, not Trucker, Tucker, and Tim Basmier. And that track is One of Those Days, because today is one of those days where you have a glitch, and that glitch was my fault. So anyway, folks, I hope you've enjoyed the show so today, and next week we may actually have a two-hour show. And if we do, well, we're going to be playing a lot and a lot of music. So expect some great tunes then. So in any case, folks, have a good one. I'll see you guys next time.
Of everything else, this is CJUM FM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Hot off the release of his album Scorcher, Winnipeg's own Roman Clark will help ring in the new year at a special show at the Goodwill Social Club on Tuesday, December 31st. Joined by special guests and DJ Honeycutt, this is the place to be as the clock strikes midnight. Advance tickets for this 18-plus event are on sale now for $25 plus fees at the Goodwill and online at showpass.com. So don't miss out on the party of the year as Roman Clark performs a special showcase of his singular pop, rock, and R&B stylings at the Goodwill Social Club on Tuesday, December 31st. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. 101.5 UMFM.
I'm gonna miss your feather earrings and your wicked little grin.
Gonna miss the gold weed and blue sky in your skin. Gonna miss looking up at the cracks in the ceiling of your Winnipeg mansion with the plaster peeling. And so slowly but firmly I walk on past Ellis and Furby, and I say goodbye to you. I say goodbye to my 30s. My heart hurts for us, but it's still as sturdy as the dirty.